Macmillan Audio presents The Fallon Pride by Robert Jordan, writing as Regan O'Neill. Read for you by Raphael Corkill. Book 1. Chapter 1. The wind out of the desert scorched across Tripoli Harbour, carrying no hint of November with it. Sweat beaded Robert Fallon's face as he gained the deck of the brig Osprey. 6 feet tall and stocky, he had the hooked nose, high cheekbones and colouring of the black Irish, belied by cobalt blue eyes. He ran those eyes over his ship, lying at anchor in 4 fathoms just beyond range of the guns of the fort in the city, or those of the old pile across the harbour called the English Fort. All 8 of Osprey's guns were double-shotted and run out. 2 swivels were mounted on the forecastle, and 2 on the quarterdeck. A crewman at each with a slow match in his fist. Occasionally, a lateen-rigged polacca or zebek slowly circled the brig, swarthy crew staring unblinkingly. The brig seemed to attract every triangular-sailed pirate in the harbour, and eyes from the launches and bumboats darting over the water as well. One other western-rigged vessel was there, a 3-masted ship anchored close in behind the long stone mole that served the harbour as a breakwater. None of the Tripolitans gave her a second glance. Robert took up his spyglass. She puzzled him. Her crew was still on board and not in chains, so she wasn't a prize. In fact, boatloads of turbaned men went aboard often and seemed on good terms with her officers. 3 times, he'd caught one of the other ship's crew watching Osprey in turn. No doubt it was only curiosity, but it made him uncomfortable, all the same. He didn't like being in Tripoli, he decided, not even for 24 hours, and especially not now. "Mr. Crane," he called.
"Yes, Captain."
His first mate's long legs and bobbing walk as he crossed the quarterdeck reminded Fallon of the man's namesake bird. His voice held a hard Massachusetts twang, and his manner was as fussy as a clerk's.
"No sign of that water barge yet, sir. That Hamid fellow said it would be here at daybreak, and it's near noon."
Robert scowled at the city, the palace and fort looming over it from the harbour side, the desert stretching in endless heat beyond. He'd never have stopped if the water he'd taken on the roads hadn't been tainted. That fall of 1799, few ports in the Mediterranean were more than nominally open to American ships. Half of Europe was at war with the other half, and the Barbary pirates seemed at war with everyone. Even America was involved in a war with France, though neither had declared it or admitted it. British captains were seizing ships right and left for trading with French-held ports. The Barbary pirates at least had treaties of a sort with the United States. They were supposed to allow watering. And he had to get back to South Carolina as fast as possible.
"I'll have the launch over the side, Mr. Crane," he said, "and issue a cutlass to each oarsman." "Pistols, sir?" "God, no. I'm hoping cutlasses will make any troublemakers back off."
He grinned sourly.
"If we shoot, we'll likely none of us make it back alive."
"You're going back to that heathen Hamid, sir?"
His mouth was drawn up in disapproval.
"No, if he doesn't deliver for one bribe, I'll not give him a second. I've heard President Adams was going to send consuls to the Barbary States."
He took a deep breath.
"See to the boat, Mr. Crane."
"Aye, sir."
6 oars made the launch skitter across the harbour like a waterbug. Dark eyes followed their passage. Robert...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?